Ontario students have been out of school for almost 2 months. Parents of children in the public school system have been struggling with helping their children through lessons at home with what many of them feel is inadequate support, especially for children with special learning needs. Parents with children in the private schools have been facing that and additional concerns regarding paying tuition. Even though private schools are closed to students due to the pandemic and many parents are struggling financially, some Ontario private schools are asking parents to pay for the 2020-2021 school year now. Others are continuing to charge for this school year or refusing any form of refund even though students are not going to school. For parents who paid for boarding, that can be a lot of money, and it seems particularly unfair since their children are not currently living at the school. Unlike public school parents, private school parents feel stung even more if the distance learning for their children is not meeting their expectations in light of what they paid. In this episode, I look at whether private school parents can get their money back. I'm John Schumann, a lawyer with 20 years experience practicing education law in Toronto. In this podcast, I will explain what legal relief there is for parents who paid for private school but whose kids are not attending due to the pandemic. The first questions to answer to find out if parents can get any tuition relief are, first, are the children actually attending a private school? And if so, what does the contract with the private school say? In a previous episode, I explained why the contracts that parents sign with private schools are critically important, not just for tuition, but for every other expectation parents may have for the school.
Oh.
In the pandemic, parents must determine whether their child is attending a private school or whether their child is actually attending a daycare. Under Ontario's Education Act, a private school is an institution that provides instruction to students between the ages of 6 and 18 years of age. Organizations that provide instruction to children under the age of 6 do not fall under the definition of private school, but probably fall under the definition of a daycare. On April 9, 2020, the Ontario government passed a regulation prohibiting closed daycares from charging fees for the period while they are closed. So parents of students who are 3, 4, or 5 years old do not have to pay tuition fees because daycares cannot legally charge them. For students aged 6 to 18, things are more complicated. As I said before, a lot depends on what the contract that the parents sign with the school says. There is always a contract. At some point, parents sign something agreeing to pay for tuition fees. Sometimes that is all the contract says, but often the contract also requires students and parents to conform to a code of conduct. The contract may also set out rules or expectations for what type of education the school will provide, and it may contain terms about when the school can stop providing lessons to a student and whether tuition will be refunded if the school does stop teaching a student.
Oh.
There is no standard private school contract in Ontario. Every school comes up with its own contract with parents. Many change the contract every year and base it on the changes and challenges the school has faced in the year before. So private school parents have to find their contract for the 2019-2020 school year and see what it says about what happens when a student cannot attend class anymore. The wording of that term may or may not address what happens in situations where the school is forced to shut down or provide online lessons. Next year, it is almost certain that private school contracts will have explicit terms to address this type of situation starting in 2020-2021. In many cases, what is happening in the pandemic is far from what the private school contract contemplated. In situations where the parties to a contract cannot perform their obligations under the contract due to circumstances beyond their control, the contract is said to be frustrated.
Oh.
Ontario's Frustrated Contracts Act applies to contracts between private schools and parents. Due to the pandemic, private schools may not be providing the education that parents were promised under the contract. On March 17th, the Ontario government ordered that all private schools be closed indefinitely. This was not the private school's fault, nor is it the parents' fault. So the parents' contract with the private school was frustrated by the ordered school closing, unless the school was providing comparable education service to what it provided before the March break. In these circumstances, Section 3 of the Frustrated Contract Act says that payments are no longer owing for frustrated contracts. The parents do not have to pay anything that they continue to owe the school under their current contract, which is presumably for the 2019-2020 school year. The same rules apply to the school about anything it may owe to parents. So where parents have not finished paying for the 2019-2020 school year, they may be safe to tell the school that they are not going to pay for anything after March 17th, 2020. where parents have already paid for their school year, but their child is not receiving the education promised under the contract, there may be a breach of contract, and the parents may be able to demand repayment. This depends on what the school promised in their contract. Many schools actually do not promise much in their contract, although it may be possible that the school made promises on their website or elsewhere on which the parents relied. In that case, those promises may also form part of the contract. However, as this is a matter of straight contract law, the best option is for parents to speak to an education lawyer about their rights under the contract to see if they can get any money back.
Why don't you have your lawyer call my lawyer?
When dealing with private schools, the parents really have to consider whether they want their child to continue to attend the private school. Many private schools operate on razor-thin margins. The educators operate them for the love of teaching and do not operate them to earn large profits. For 2020-2021, the Ontario government pays public school boards up to $6,274.76 per elementary school student, but that does not include additional amounts to pay for school supplies, principals, vice principals, school secretaries, students with special needs, building operations and maintenance, and many other costs, which equate to several thousand dollars more per student. I note this to point out how much it costs to educate a student. Parents should keep that in mind when considering whether the private school has any additional funds available to pay parents back, especially at a time when private schools may be trying to continue to pay teachers their full salaries to stop those teachers from leaving for another school. A private school may not take kindly to parents demanding their money back. Many private school contracts provide that they can kick out a student at any time for any reason. Others state that they do not have to invite students back for the next academic year. So parents who create difficulties for a private school may find that their children are no longer able to attend that school. The school's contract with the parents may specifically allow that. So again, it is important for parents to speak to an education lawyer about these types of difficulties.
Why don't you have your lawyer call my
lawyer? In these difficult times, it may be necessary for parents to have a conversation with a private school about what payments are fair under the circumstances. Of course, it is important for parents to understand where they stand legally before having that conversation. However, with the Ontario courts essentially closed to these types of matters, many people have worked out disputes through negotiations and discussions. That approach may address financial concerns and keep a child in the school that they love. If you need more information about education law and children's rights, or information about family law issues, check out www.humanlaw.ca. There are hundreds of pages of legal information on that website, links to additional education law resources, and links to reach my office to meet with either me or one of my colleagues. Because it is always best to get a lawyer who can give you expert advice that is specific to your situation. In addition to my website, keep up to date on education law and children's law issues by liking my Facebook page, following me on Twitter at @SchumannFamLaw, and finding me on LinkedIn. Of course, please also subscribe to my YouTube channel and get the audio versions of the Ontario Family Law Podcast on iTunes, on SoundCloud, and on www.schumannlaw.ca. Thanks for participating in this podcast. Stay safe. We will get together again soon.